The roundtable discussion is a follow-up of the activities that we have been doing in RhinoCam in combating hate speech among South Sudanese communities. And this is majorly, we call it Rhino Talks, and bringing together different actors, relevant stakeholders, South Sudanese NGOs in Uganda, we have the journalists, and also leaders, community leaders, and leaders also in the refugee camp, to share with them and develop some strategies that we can use and we can have to mitigate hate speech among South Sudanese asylum seekers, refugees in the diaspora, and so forth.
Yes, and as you organize this roundtable discussion, what exactly will you be tackling? Why do you think this roundtable discussion may be of help?
This roundtable discussion is very, very essential in that we have done some few activities, and then we saw it necessary for us to organize this roundtable discussion, bring together these thought leaders, these community influencers, these civil society activists, the chairperson of the RhinoCam zone, and then so that we can be able to widen out the campaign against hate speech, to envelop those stakeholders. The main purpose of this roundtable discussion is to increase the awareness, share activism against inflammatory speech and incitement to violence. We also want to create a better understanding of what hate speech is and also engage the stakeholders. In this way, they can be able to distribute such information to the relevant communities which they work in.
Now, when you look at the relations between the refugee communities in Uganda, where should the attention be focused?
The South Sudanese people have witnessed a lot of things that have happened to them. As a result, we have come to realize that in northern Uganda, we have a lot of tension in the refugee settlement. South Sudanese living side by side, communities of asylum seekers, refugees in the diaspora have contributed so much to the spread, the widespread of the intensity of the violence we have in South Sudan. We have actions without the country, having impact within the country, and it is widely reported that hate speech has contributed so much into the political ground of South Sudan conflict.
How realistic are these steps being taken to create harmony among the South Sudanese refugee population?
We have registered a little an impact in all the activities we have been doing. Communities will come together, discuss issues on how they can have reconciliation, forgiveness with one another. We have also created Salam Network, working in different zones of the settlement, conducting tours, peace, cultural programs, and we see communities, South Sudanese communities, coping up together, and we are working at this to realize the objective of this project in defined head now among South Sudanese communities.
If you have to tell us about the situation of the South Sudanese refugees now living in Uganda, what will you tell us their situation is like?
The situation of South Sudanese refugees in Uganda is not all that bad. However, we had recently been conducting a trauma healing and reconciliation workshop. We registered a lot of issues that the South Sudanese are going through. Majorly, the ratio that has been cut also has affected the South Sudanese communities. And then life in the settlement also became so hard as we realized the issue at hand. Many of the communities could not come together. There are some settlements other people cannot visit and then you cannot access if you're from another tribe. This is what we are working so much so that we can be able to see at the end a reconciliation among South Sudanese people.